Ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, we find things that are fascinating on the internet. We want to pass them along to you. Sometimes it just makes us so excited that we can't wait.
Okay.
We have debated this on the show. Gotten in arguments, some may say, about peeing in the shower.
Okay. All right. I know where you're going with this. I saw the news story.
Where you are not a fan. No. I have admitted on this show, I do everything in the shower.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I brush teeth.
Yeah.
I tinkle. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
Okay.
Good news. Good news from WGN Chicago.
Some great news. Scientists have finally settled the question, is it okay to relieve yourself in the shower?
Sure hope so.
Yeah, the short answer is yes.
Yeah, the short answer is yes.
I hope so.
I know. What?
Seriously?
It's like the weatherman going, hey, I hope so.
I mean, you expect that from the weather guy, right? Don't you?
Right.
A little bit. They're the wild cards.
It just washes away and it's not going to clog the drain.
Sterile.
But before you start going every time you lather up, there are some things that you may want to consider.
Okay.
What's that?
They're saying,
what do we consider?
Before you just unleash in the shower
every day,
you should consider this.
If you have a cut on your leg, you can make it worse.
What? Where do they think it's going?
Oh my God.
Are you aiming for it?
Well, apparently it's going to trickle down somewhere. It's going to be trickling.
For guys.
Okay. All right.
But a jellyfish thing, it'll help.
Yeah, I was going to say jellyfish.
It's concerned that routinely letting loose in the shower may cause your brain to associate the sound of running water with the urge to go.
Yeah, that is a thing.
You're not going to be able to control it.
Right. So
when
if you
you're
hear
out in the wild.
Right. If you hear running water or anything like that, you'll be like, oh gosh, I think I have to go to the restroom.
I'm just thinking if you're a guy, I'm thinking of the walls. The shower walls.
Yeah, what about
them? That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of like splash or something. I don't know.
You're in the shower. It's going to wash off.
It doesn't matter. It creeps me out. It feels like it's not going to all get washed down.
Anyways, urologists say there's no downside. It's just convenient. And they say it's not the idea that it hurts your pelvic floor. Isn't necessarily the case.
I hadn't really thought about that. I'm just thinking of stepping in it. So
just let it happen naturally, they're saying.
All right, great. You know what? I'm so glad that this was a news story.
There's low risk for infection if you've got a cut like the like they said. Low risk.
All right.
I mean, what? Okay. You're in the shower, though. There's soap. Uh-huh. So it doesn't... That's this is a non-thing.
All right. Still gross in my mind. I just don't. Because I associate the shower with getting clean. And then I associate pee with dirty because it's considered waste.
Sure. We're saying, look, this is the stupid fact of the day. Feel free to let loose.
According to the news, made it a news story.
Let loose.
I apologize to all the anchors that had to talk about that on the air. Like how that's stuff
quite honestly,
that I expect from us, but not from news anchors.
Quite honestly, they probably enjoyed talking about that, so they didn't have to talk about any other stuff for 35 seconds.
Okay, great. All right. It was a nice little break.
Sure.
In the typical news story. Okay.
All right. So
I loved that Wave 3 shared it on Thanksgiving. Like, people are like, this is the news we're getting on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, hey, you know what? Enjoy.
Be thankful. You can pee in the shower.
That's
and
right.
It's fine.
It's fine now. It's fine.
At the top of the list we're thankful for, we can pee in the shower.
There you
people
go.
People say it's fine.
There you
According
go.
To the experts.
We've
all good here.
We can all be thankful for something.
That's great.
And if you're not thankful for anything, know that now you can be thankful for the ability without worrying.
That's great.
To go in the shower.
That's fantastic news. Thanks so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
I might have missed that news.
Listen, at least I didn't say it was all right to go number two in the shower.
I don't think anybody's going to agree to that. I don't think anybody's going to agree to that.
Listen, I have...
It's not the same.
Kelly, I'm about to tell you something that's going to shock you.
Stop talking! Save yourself! Just take yourself out of the conversation right now. See yourself out.
It's not me.
See yourself out.
It's not me.
Oh, my God.
It's not me. It's not me. But I had an associate that I worked with back when I worked at the deli in college.
Oh, God.
Who literally admitted that all they do everything in the shower. And if they have to go even number two, it's water and they just stamp it down.
Stamp it down? I cannot. I cannot with where this conversation has gone.
Listen,
I cannot.
I didn't mean it to go that way.
I cannot.
I just wanted to stay in the happy fun, hey, let's all feel good.
The happy
good.
Fun pee lane?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't know.
Let's all
no,
feel good
no.
that we can all just go number one in the shower and be
no,
good.
No,
I didn't think that my brain was going to remember that little anecdote.
You didn't. You had no idea it would swing that way when we're in this lane already.
But
came out of left field for you.
But yeah, that was a So, anyways, that was a thing.
Yeah, Megan's like, okay, thanks.
All right, we'll wrap up the stupid fact of the day. How's that?
Okay.
We'll wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. So enjoy. There's your stupid fact of the day. 99.7 DJX.